Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. As has been said, this show will open the door to new understandings. If you keep an open mind, you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same, and you will see where you can find that common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, to tell you a little bit about myself, I am an author and I'm the host of this program. I'm a retired social worker and a person who is completely recovered from alcoholism, drug addiction, sex addiction, and mental illness, all of which I maintain are simply symptoms of dis-ease within oneself. I've poured my years of intense experiences into my upcoming book and movie, Think With Your Heart, and the book Occam's Razor Revisited, which is a nutshell of my memoirs and a self-help guide to complete healing from any addiction or compulsive behavior. I've also done that with my third novel, Shades of Gay, and as have all of my books, it's gotten 5 out of 5 star reviews on Amazon. Now, that is a sexually graphic novel that is about the triumph and transformation of a former sex addict who's experienced multiple addictions. I found that spirituality is the way to help fill my needs that could not be satisfied by my seeming addictions. I am committed to spreading a message of hope and faith to others, which is what this show and my books are all about. I'm socially minded, and I've written my books as a way to share the pain of addiction and hope and belief for recovery. So with that said, I also want to put out there that I do spirit life coaching, and I'm willing to do a 1-hour free consultation with anybody that would like to consider doing that. And I do past life regressions, which is what I'm going to be doing tonight. And so I'm going to go to my first caller, Andrea, who I spoke with, and I'm bringing her live. It looks like it's taking a moment, Andrea. Don't worry, I will get to you. I may have to put you in la-la land for a minute in order to do so. So everything's going to go quiet for you for just a minute, but hang in there. Okay, and for anybody else who's listening that wants to get a past life regression, you need to press 1 now. Okay, Andrea, you're live. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
Hi there. It's good to talk to you again. Guess what? We have as long as it takes. We can travel wherever you want for whatever reason. You are my only caller so far. And I can do a full regression with you if you want. And if we don't have other callers, I'll do that.
Okay.
So let me just ask you, is there any particular thing going on in your life, any fear or any struggle that you would like to overcome?
I've had a lot of problems with tumors.
Tumors.
Okay. Tumors, yes. They've
health
all been benign.
Okay, that's good.
Except for I did have breast cancer. I got that twice in 1 year.
Okay.
And I'm fine. I had 33 radiation treatments, and then I had the bilateral mastectomy.
Okay.
And I had a brain tumor back in 2000. Remember I told you about my brother that had passed away? He passed away at the end of 99. I found out in January that I had a brain tumor in my brainstem.
My. So have you had to have surgery on that, or is that not possible?
I had surgery on that. That was back in 2000. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was back in 2000, so there was like an 8 to 10 year window in which you could return, so I bypassed that. And
good.
I was going to MRIs every 6 months, and now I go like every year.
Well, it sounds like you've had some challenging health situations, and I'm so glad that you've made it past that window. And I encourage you to affirm that as a child of God, you do not inherit disease. And there's got to be some reason that these things have been happening to you that are not necessarily connected to this lifetime, although it can certainly have a lot to do with how you deal with your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And we could deal with that in a spirit life coaching session if you want. And my email address and my telephone number do appear on the computer, so feel free to make note of that if you want to have a free session. But for now, let's take a trip, and I'd ask you to just close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths into the count of 7, out to the count of 7, and let me know when you're ready.
Okay,
Andrea. You call yourself Andrea in this life, but it's just another label. It's just another life filled with learning experiences. And now we're going to take a journey, and I want you to imagine that you're on a big puffy cloud that's like a magic carpet, and it's going to take you to where you need to go to get some answers. And I want you to stop thinking about anything. Just let any thoughts you may have pass through your brain. And if you have any thoughts that are connected to this life, just acknowledge them, let them go, and we're going to take a journey. And it can be to anywhere in the universe. It will probably be somewhere on this planet. And I'd like you to not think about anything. Just keep your mind open and see what you can through your third eye. Sense what you can through your senses. And not question anything that comes to mind. And so, Andrea, we're on that puffy cloud and it's circling around somewhere. And you're descending. I'd like to see if you can tell where you are right now, what you might see, what you might hear. Don't think.
I'm feeling a little breeze.
You're feeling a breeze. What's the weather like? Is it cold? Is it warm? Is it comfortable?
It's sunny.
Okay.
Yeah.
What can you see?
I can see water.
Is it a lake, an ocean?
It's an ocean.
Ah. Any idea where you are?
I think I'm in Greece.
Is anybody there with you? Or do you have a sense of anybody being there with you?
There's another lady there.
Uh-huh. And do you know what your relationship to her is? Don't think. What are you doing at the present moment?
I'm sitting down like at one of those those things that have the chair and the mirror, a vanity. I'm sitting on a vanity.
Are you inside now?
Yes, I'm inside. There's a window there. That's
mm-hmm.
the rest of the room. But we're inside.
Okay. Can you see your face?
Yes.
What do you look like?
I'm Caucasian. And I'm pretty.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm about 22.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about yourself?
I feel like that I'm wealthy.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any idea where that wealth comes from?
It's family wealth.
Family. Do you know what your father does?
Some kind of businessman.
Mm-hmm. Is your relationship with your family nice? Happy?
I just feel okay. Not really sad, but not really overly joyed. And the lady in the room with me, she's helping me to comb my hair and get dressed.
Is she a servant?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what her name is?
Isabel.
What is it?
Isabel.
And what is your name?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if it doesn't come to you. You have amazing recall of where you're at right now. So you're feeling okay.
Yeah.
You're feeling
okay.
Hmm?
I feel okay. But I think that was very nice.
You're not very nice?
Mm-mm.
Ah. And how does that manifest?
I think I'm better than like the people that work for us.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a suitor? Do you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, husband?
I think I don't have a husband.
Mm-hmm. Is it your husband? Is it the home you share with your husband, or is it someone else's home that you're in?
No, it's the family home. It's like it's very large.
Where is your husband?
I don't think I'm married yet.
Oh, you're not. Okay, I misunderstood. I misunderstood. Okay. What do you do to pass the time?
I like to ride horses.
Mm-hmm. Does that give you pleasure?
Yes, it's fun.
What have you done that hasn't been nice?
I'm kind of snobby.
You what?
I'm kind of snobby.
Snobby.
Yeah.
Have you had suitors?
Yes.
And how have you behaved toward them?
He's handsome. I'm in love.
You are in love.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ah. Do you know what his name is?
Earl?
What is that?
Earl?
Earl, okay.
Yes, that's the name that's popped up.
Okay. What are your intentions towards Earl?
I think I want to be married to him.
Mm-hmm. So you've been kind of snobby.
Wealthy. I don't think his family is wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
My parents like that.
Are you happy with him?
Yes.
Do your parents not approve of him?
No.
Is that creating a conflict?
Yes.
What kind of conflict?
It's making me angry and sad.
Okay. Let's take a trip somewhere else. Take a few more deep breaths. Three more deep breaths and let me know when you're ready to travel. You're going to walk through that window toward the ocean, and there is going to be a cloud there, and you're going to lay down on it without any fear because it's going to support you because you're in your spirit state, and you can travel wherever you want to go. And now we're going to go to another lifetime. We're going to try to find out what the meaning is of your current life challenges. And you don't need to think about that right now. You're just going to align yourself with your spirit and allow yourself to be, because that's what you are, a divine being who's had thousands of spiritual experiences. You're a very old soul, Andrea. I know that. And so the cloud is sailing away. Up, 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 and it's traveling. And it's going to travel some, and then it's going to descend. And you're going to be in a different place. And when you're there, let me know.
Okay.
Where are you? What do you see?
I see a gate.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm in England.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell what time it is?
The time of day?
Time period. What are you wearing?
I think I'm a man.
Then that's what you are. How old are you? Any idea?
I think I'm in my 40s.
And what are you doing now?
I think I'm in some kind of soldier?
Some kind of what?
Soldier?
Soldier.
Yeah, or, yeah, like military?
What time period are you in?
I think 1700s.
Mm-hmm. Is there a war going on?
I think there's about to be a war.
Uh-huh. And how do you feel about that?
Scared, but I gotta do what I have to do.
Okay. You're a strong man. You're committed.
Yes.
Do you have family?
Yes.
Can you describe them?
I have... I have two girls. Two girls. And a wife.
How old are the children?
I think one is 7 and maybe one's 9.
And do they know you're going to go off to war?
Yes.
How do they feel about it?
They don't like it, but I tell them I'm going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back soon.
And you believe that to be true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's stay with this life. Let's stay with this life. And let's move through the gate. And let's let go of any judgment, any thoughts of what's going to happen. But now I want you to see yourself in the battle. Can you see yourself there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
There's a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm. Are you safe? Are you scared?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you safe?
No, I'm not feeling safe. It's confusion.
Lots of people?
Yes.
Lots of activity?
Yes.
What do you feel in your body?
I'm feeling a heaviness in my chest.
Anything else?
I think I got shot.
Is anybody helping you?
They're trying to get to me.
Do you feel like you're going to survive?
I'm not sure.
What's happening now?
They're carrying me. They're carrying me to some camp or something.
You're still alive?
I'm still alive.
And you've been shot in the chest.
Yeah, I'm having trouble breathing.
What are they doing to help you?
They're taking off my jacket and the shirt. And they're looking at it.
What are they saying?
Doesn't look good.
They're saying what?
Doesn't look good.
How are you feeling?
Like shit. I'm not feeling the pain, but I'm feeling like a heaviness on the right side of my chest.
Are you scared?
Yeah. I'm telling somebody, please help me. I have two little girls.
You're telling them what?
Help me, I have two little girls and I want to go home.
Are you going home? I didn't hear you.
I see bandages around my chest. And it's,
are you looking at yourself now?
Yes.
Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm laying there. I'm just laying there. I don't think I want to feel the pain.
You don't have to if you don't want to. It's all right. If you want to let go, you can. Are you alive?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're going to survive?
Yeah. I'm never
okay. Okay. Do you want to stay with that life or do you want to go somewhere else?
I don't know. I'm in pain now.
You want to stay there?
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know right now. I'm feeling pain.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
The right pelvic region. I don't know.
Do you think you've been shot there too?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where it exited. I don't know. The bullet.
Are you? What's your name?
Henry.
I'm sorry?
Henry.
Henry. Henry, have you had an injury in your pelvis at this point in time, or is it an old injury?
No, I think it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I hurt my leg when I fell.
Would make sense. Would make sense. What's bothering you the most right now?
The pelvis.
What is?
My pelvis.
Your pelvis.
In the front, yeah.
In the front, okay. What's it feel like?
It's a pressure and an ache.
Something's telling me that I need to tell you you're going to be okay.
Okay.
And that you're going to return to your family and keep the promise that you made to your daughters.
Okay.
And that all is well, and that you're going to have a happy life, that you're going to heal completely from your injuries.
Okay.
And that it's time to go somewhere else. So we're going to go one more place. It's your choice. You're now free of any labels, Andrea, Henry, whoever. Okay? You're back on that cloud, and you're traveling. doesn't matter where you end up. Doesn't matter where you're going to end up. We're going to try to find out why Andrea has had all these tumors. And we've already had some hints. I'll share those with you later. So, there goes that cloud. You're feeling totally safe, totally secure, just like you're in your mother's womb, and you're about to come into another life, and you're descending slowly, safely, securely. You're in your spirit, the spirit of your higher self, and now you're somewhere else. Where are you?
I'm in America.
What time is it? What time of day?
I think it's nighttime.
Where are you? Are you inside, outside?
I'm outside. See a TV.
What's the weather like?
It's cool.
It's nighttime and it's cool. Are you a man or a woman?
I think I'm a man.
Do you know your name?
Sitting something.
Doesn't matter. Turn around if you're not already looking that way and look at the house that's there or the building that's there and tell me what it looks like.
It's a teepee.
Ah. You're Native American?
Yes.
And you're a man?
Mm-hmm.
Any idea what period in time this is?
Maybe 1800?
Mm-hmm. And who's inside the teepee? You can look if you want.
My father. And my sister.
And how old are you?
I'm about 17.
And what's your position in the tribe? You've already come of age.
I'm being taught.
What kinds of things?
I kind of make weapons and how to hunt.
I'm having a hard time hearing what you're saying.
How to hunt?
Heights?
Hunt.
Hunt.
Yeah.
What do you hunt?
Rabbits and deer.
How do you feel about killing them?
Fish. I'm okay with
how do
killing. I'm okay with doing it. I'm okay.
Yeah. You're taking care of the people there.
Yes.
You are honoring the animals and blessing them for giving their lives to nourish you. How do you feel inside about yourself?
I feel proud.
Tired?
Proud.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to get back on that cloud again and go to somewhere else? Or do you feel complete?
I feel complete.
Mm-hmm. I think that you are very complete. And I believe that in this life, you've experienced much healing, as you've already told me, Andrea. And that perhaps what you need to watch out for are feelings like fear and anger. Mm-hmm. How do you handle them in this life?
Not good.
Not good. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of.
Well, those are real stumbling blocks that can cause disease, you know.
Fear and anger.
Yeah. Where do you feel them when you feel them in your body? What does your body feel like?
When I feel anger, I feel that in my head.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I feel it in my head.
Okay. Well, when you feel anger, and I heard you say this about another lifetime, you said it makes me angry. Nothing can make you angry. You're giving your power away when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply a feeling that's coming up within you because it's triggered by something that's happening in your present that reminds you of something unpleasant in your past, either this life or another life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
mm-hmm.
nothing can make you feel that way except for you. It's a feeling that's generated from within. And if you feel it in your head, that certainly could explain the brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, you can.
And where do you feel fear in your body?
Fear I usually feel in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I usually feel it in my stomach and kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And where did you say the other tumors were that you've had?
I had one in my left foot. And there's actually one there right now in the back of my foot that I haven't even bothered with because it's small. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have one on my pinky, on my left hand. I have a little nodule on my pinky and my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had, like, you know, before I was diagnosed with the breast cancer, I always had something that had to be checked and looked at before I finally ended up with the breast cancer. I think
mm-hmm.
the breast, I never really felt kind of nurtured by my mother. My mother was she wasn't always kind to me in terms
mm-hmm.
of she was young when she had me.
Mm-hmm.
She was only 19 years old. And
mm-hmm.
so she was a kid herself, and for the longest time I blamed her for a lot of things, but I've learned to forgive her because
mm-hmm.
I now understand that that was all a part of it. I had
mm-hmm.
to experience that lack of compassion or nurturing in order to become who I am.
Right.
But I'm very much the opposite.
Okay, that's great. Let me ask you one more question. When you feel sad, where do you feel that in your body?
I feel that all over, usually. I get sad, I cry.
Mm-hmm.
I feel everything. I
mm-hmm.
feel everything.
You're an empath, aren't
you? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I always have been. I remember always feeling bad for other people. Like, I never liked to make fun of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always get mad at people for doing that. And I remember my mother took me to Charlie Brown movie when I was
mm-hmm.
five. And I was crying for Charlie Brown. Everybody else was laughing at him. I didn't
understand
him.
Well, you just said something that's another example of giving your power away. You said you get mad which is the feeling that you experience.
Mm-hmm.
And also in that other life, you said, makes me angry and makes me sad. That's also an example of giving your power away. Those are just simply feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They're feelings that don't feel good.
Uh-uh.
And as an empath, you need to learn to shield yourself against those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'd like you to practice doing each day after you get up is just imagining yourself in a nice, safe cocoon. And that you are a brilliant butterfly about to be born. And that nothing can enter that cocoon because you are totally safe. And when you encounter other situations that might normally trigger you to feel mad or sad, just try to stay aligned with what makes you feel good. Not that that's a feeling, but let's say what makes you feel positive, what makes you feel joyful, what makes you feel connected to other people. And yes, you empathize with other people and you take on their feelings, and that does no good for your health.
Yeah.
And likewise, if you hold on to those feelings for a long time, that can create health problems. Bernie Siegel would say that, who's going to be on my show on 9/11. So just take a look at some of those things in your life. You have done remarkably well. You traveled to 3 lifetimes, and you were in peace in 2 of them, and the other one, there was some unresolved karma that may have come back to you in the form of your mother in this life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That snobbish bit. She might have been a servant in that life who you did not treat well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love is what you talked about, the forgiveness piece, and how you've come into your own now. And I'm
mm-hmm.
sure that you can see that your mother, as a young woman, probably didn't have a clue as to how to raise a child, and that she was doing the best she could each step of the way, just like you have been in this life. You know, everything
yeah.
happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know? And I believe you're going to be here for a long time, and that what you're experiencing in your body are manifestations of negativity that you've taken on from yourself, within yourself, or from others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you work more with staying aligned with spirit and joy,
mm-hmm.
that some of the other stuff is going to stop manifesting, because we create our own reality every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of people don't like to hear that, but you are a very open-minded person who's
yeah.
obviously very gifted spiritually. And so I wish you nothing but the best. And
thank
I'm awfully
so
glad. I'm glad you called in tonight. You were only one of 2 callers, and my other caller is just listening. Yeah. So how do you feel now?
I feel good.
Yeah?
I think that it's just funny that I came up with the war thing and the chest, because that's where I have like a scar there now. I have nothing
really?
There. Yeah, based on the fact that I had the radiation before the bilateral mastectomy. You know,
mm.
the skin, radiation kills the skin and everything, and so they tried to, you know, give me the tissue expander, but I ended up getting an infection.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, you know, really had to wear a wound vac for like 4 months. And I have to, if I feel there, I just feel like a rib, and it's just like a scar there, and it's just horrible. And it's just funny that it's, and I really did feel like a heaviness in my chest. That was weird.
Well, you carried that heaviness in your chest in this life too, didn't you?
Yes, I made it happen. I gave myself like an identical kind of scar.
But terrible. The nice thing is that you prevailed in both lives, and you lived through that life, and
I
you're
did.
Living through this life, and you're very much alive and healthy today. with a few little things going on in your body.
That's behind me. Because I'm coming more into what I was meant to do.
Yes, you are. And just be very careful with anger.
Okay.
Be very careful with that because of how you manifest it in your body.
Okay.
You know, that could have well been what precipitated the brain tumor. I'm not saying that. I am saying that, but I'm not saying that necessarily the case, but it's a possibility.
But it makes sense because I don't like confrontation. I don't like to be what I call mean to people. Like I think I'll hold it, you know, before. I never felt comfortable really expressing that anger.
Mm-hmm.
I never really was good at it. You know, some people blow up and start throwing things and all that. I never did that.
You stuffed it, didn't you?
Yes, and I have a weight problem for that.
Yeah. That happens. That happens a lot. There are a lot of people out there that would be able to relate to that and that would also have issues with weight problems.
Yes.
And, you know, it's amazing what we do with our feelings that can manifest in physical symptoms, which that's all they are. They're symptoms of a distress within ourselves, you know.
Yes.
So I wish you well. Feel free to call me if you'd like to do a free initial consultation. And if you want to continue, I work on a sliding scale.
Okay.
And the only thing I would encourage you to do that I would work with you on would be language and giving your power away to begin with, because I see where you've done that.
Yes.
And language is very important because it comes from our thoughts, our ingrained thoughts, the lessons that we've been taught where we've given our power away and have thought erroneously that somebody else could make us feel a particular way because we're the only ones do that to ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay. Well, enjoy the. You like living in the Chesapeake area?
Yeah, I moved from New York, so it's we moved here from New York, and it's a lot slower and calmer, which is good for me and my spirit. It's like so many things happen in a short period of time. With God saying, God really basically made me leave New York. I think
there are no mistakes either. God works in mysterious ways, and sometimes when He comes a knock, and we have no choice but to.
No, I have no choice really.
Yeah. Well, you're obviously a deeply spiritual woman, and that is going to hold you in great stead in this life. As an empath, you obviously are a light worker, and the only thing you need to be careful is to not give your power away and to shield yourself so that you don't take on other people's issues, because that can actually result in physical disease too.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.
Okay.
You do the same. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.